This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Protesters in Iran are continuing to demonstrate after Iranian authorities acknowledged shooting down a passenger plane by accident. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Iranian police are denying firing at protesters after video on social media appeared to record gunshots and pools of blood in the streets of Tehran. Huge crowds demonstrated in the Iranian capital and other cities at the weekend after authorities admitted mistakenly shooting down a Ukrainian passenger plane, killing all 176 people on board, including Iranian citizens. But on Monday, the head of Tehran's police said officers, quote, absolutely did not shoot and had been given orders to show restraint. Public fury, rumbling for days after Wednesday's plane crash, erupted after the military's mea culpa.
Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Red-hot lava spewed from a volcano near the Philippine capital of Manila on Monday as tens of thousands of people fled through heavy ash. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
On Sunday, ash blasted into the air, followed by rumbling and tremors at the Taal volcano, 70 kilometers south of the Philippines capital, Manila. But these plumes of ash could quickly turn into something more dangerous. Authorities have raised the danger level to 4 out of 5, with thousands of residents being evacuated from nearby towns. The plume of ash has drifted into the capital, forcing cancellation of flights and closure of schools and government work. Authorities have also warned of the risk that an eruption could cause a tsunami.
That's Libby Hogan reporting. Reuters is reporting talks aimed at agreeing to an unconditional and open-ended ceasefire in Libya failed to achieve a breakthrough on Monday. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Kenyan police say suspected al-Shabaab militants have killed 3 teachers in Kenya's northeastern Garissa County. Mohamed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
Kenya police say the teachers were killed when an unknown number of armed men, believed to be part of al-Shabaab, attacked a school in Garissa County near the border with Somalia. Police spokesman Charles Owino says the militants also attacked a police post, but he says no officers were injured. This is the second deadly attack attributed to the terrorist group on a school this month in Garissa. On January 7th, at least 4 students were killed and 4 more injured when suspected al-Shabaab militants attacked another primary school in a remote village of the county. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
As a Senate impeachment trial looms, U.S. President Donald Trump is suggesting dismissing it altogether. AP's Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It's an extraordinary suggestion. The president says the Senate should just dismiss the case and move on. That was in a tweet hours after another in which he said the exact opposite and suggested potential witnesses for what would be just the 3rd ever American presidential impeachment trial. There is not enough support in the GOP-led Senate for actually dismissing the charge. The House is likely to send the articles of impeachment across Capitol Hill this week as Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues pushing for a trial with new witnesses.
Witnesses with firsthand knowledge of what happened, documentation.
Telling ABC's This Week, senators will pay a price if they block new testimony. Sagar Magani at the White House.
In a new book, former Pope Benedict defends priestly celibacy in the Roman Catholic Church. Reuters Adam Reed has more.
A new book by former Pope Benedict released Monday appears to oppose changes to the rules on celibacy being debated within the Roman Catholic Church and coincides with an announcement by current pontiff Pope Francis set to be made on the same day. Benedict, who still lives in the Vatican and is in failing health, has defended priestly celibacy in the book written jointly with a conservative cardinal, in what appears to be a strategically timed appeal to Pope Francis to keep a hard line. Pope Francis has been considering relaxing the rules, which would bring about a landmark change in the Church's centuries-old stance on celibacy.
Reuters' Adam Reed reporting. Britain's Queen Elizabeth says she has agreed to grant Prince Harry and his wife Meghan their wish for a more independent life that will see them move part-time to Canada. The British monarch says her family had a very constructive discussion. They agreed there will be a period of transition in which Prince Harry and his family will spend time in both Canada and Britain. The royal family had a summit today. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.